All right. Moving on to item 14 regarding the notice of plan termination of parametric volatility risk premium strategy. Tim and Mitch. Tim.
Yeah, I'll do the three sentence version here and see if there's any trustee questions before we dive any deeper. Parametric volatility risk premium is a component of our risk diversifying strategy. We always knew that this was going to be somewhat more correlated with the broad growth markets than other strategies, but we're counting on this for basically insurance premiums. We're doing insurance selling here, so that income stream would benefit the total return of the risk diversifying program, as well as the collateral was always going to be invested in treasuries. So at the time, you know, backward looking, this had a low correlation with the growth assets, had a reasonable rate of return, put it in place about 3 years ago. What's happened in the intervening period is we've seen a lot more efficiencies, a lot more players come into the option selling market. I think it's been a very popular choice for a lot of pension plans and insurance companies, et cetera. So we've seen tighter pricing on the insurance premiums on the put and call options, as well as we're all aware of, the yield on the treasury markets has declined rather sharply. And so you put those together, we're not getting the income stream associated with this that we were counting on. Plus, it's got a higher correlation with growth assets. So we think, unfortunately, it's just not meeting the needs of the risk diversifying program at this time. So this is the notice that we plan to terminate and reallocate to the existing managers on an interim basis while we continue to underwrite some additional strategies that we hope to bring into this in the first and second quarters of 2022.
All right, thank you, Tim. Just looking at the report, I'm guessing that there are no objections or concerns to be stated about cutting this strategy loose. But let me just ask the board: anybody have any concerns or questions of Tim regarding the wisdom or utility of the cutting loose the strategy? I don't see any questions for you, Tim.
Great.
So this is an action, if I'm remembering correctly, that is a notification action only, does not require a vote. Am I correct?
Yeah, the way the policy statement is set up, the termination is authority is delegated to the CIO, but we have to do a report out. The board can choose to veto this decision. Otherwise, it just proceeds accordingly.
Okay. So last call for any board questions, reservations, objections. I don't see any, so thank you, Tim. Thank you, Mitch,
thank you.
For these matters. So it will allow us to move on.